Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Dirt has been turned for the new State Library's Archives and Museum in the capital city. The project to hold Alaska's treasures in one building is already underway as a contractor is now preparing the ground behind the current Alaska State Museum. Yesterday's cold rain in Juneau moved the groundbreaking inside. The museum was packed with state and local officials, including legislators and Juneau Assembly members, some of whom had their pictures taken with a special shovel and a trough of dirt near the museum's landmark Eagle Tree. So far, the legislature has approved about $81 million toward the $131 million project. Governor Sean Parnell has included $20 million in his proposed state capital budget. As Juneau Mayor Merrill Sanford thanked the many people who have worked on the project so far, he reminded lawmakers in the audience that another $50 million is needed to complete construction.
And in fact, your work's not done yet. we're going to be banging on your door. I see a chairman of a finance committee here too. So for a little bit more money to get this new facility completed altogether.
At 118,000 square feet, SLAM, or the State Library's Archives and Museum, will have twice the space currently allocated to the State Library's Archives and Museum already in Juneau. This is Department of Education and Early Development Commissioner Mike Hanley.
The new SLAM building will double the exhibit size and triple our storage space above what we have here. When we look at the operating costs, it will do it for the same operating costs that we have now. Because of a focus on energy and because of the work we've done with our architects, it's tremendous. A huge building that will be able to be operated for the same cost that we're operating this one now.
Hanley also said that structures used in construction called unified curtain walls can be built in Fairbanks. The SLAM project is expected to be finished by 2016. Education officials say it will allow the state to improve its technical and program support for archives, libraries, and museums around the state. A judge could order GPS tracking of people with protective orders against them under a bill proposed by the governor. Their provision is included in an omnibus crime bill submitted to the legislature by Governor Sean Parnell yesterday. Parnell has listed cracking down on domestic violence and sexual assault among the priorities of his administration. He said penalties for hurting Alaskans are only going to get tougher. He said the state would continue to expand protections for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. The latest bill, among other things, would also allow investigators to intercept private communications in sex trafficking cases. The Alaska Board of Game wrapped up its Southeast meeting in Sitka on Tuesday evening, and one of the proposals to get the board's approval was to do with brown bears. The 7-member board approved changes to the way dead bears are counted in Unit 4, which is the area near Sitka, including Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichikov Islands. Previously, bears that were wounded and then escaped were automatically counted as a dead female bear, but the Alaska Professional Hunters Association argued that in many cases, that's not true. They said escaped bears often survive and are not female. The group said counting wounded bears as dead females unfairly raises the figure on human-caused bear mortality, and the board agreed as of July 1st, wounded bears will no longer be automatically counted as dead females. Forecast calls for windy conditions for today.